genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you'll want to keep that number handy because we're going to be giving away two sandwiches or two salads to Urbane Cafe sometime during today's show. So keep the number handy. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is trends. Each of my guests will reveal trends that are emerging in the United States. My first guest is a technologist. He's looked at the landscape of technology currently available. We'll discuss the top 10 technology trends transforming society. My second guest is the Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter for ProPublica, who investigated Wall Street and the financial collapse. We'll debate the causes of the collapse from his book, The Wall Street Money Machine. My third guest is the youngest serving U.S. senator currently in the Senate today. He is the Republican senator from Utah. We'll examine the need for a balanced budget amendment from his book, The Freedom Agenda. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Corbin Ball, is an international speaker, a consultant, a writer whose clients worldwide use technology to save time and improve productivity. With 20 years of experience, Corbin makes complex subjects understandable and fun. His articles have appeared in hundreds of national and international publications, and he's been quoted in the U.S. News and World Report, Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, USA Today, Fast Company, PC Magazine, and many others. Meeting News Magazine named Corbin one of the 25 most influential people in the meeting industry for four consecutive years. Joining us from Washington State. Hi, Corbin. How are you today?
Hi. Billy, it's great to be with you today.
Well, thanks so much for being our guest. Greatly appreciate it. And I want to delve into technology because it's something that is pervasive. It's impacting all of our lives. And as you say, it's having an impact on society. Now, in your role, you've examined this impact and what it's having on both business and society. Many people, particularly people who didn't grow up using computers, feel that technology is making our lives more complex. In what ways are we better off, Corbin, because of the flood of new technologies that's permeating society today?
Well, you're right that technology is going to transform our lives, and the major changes are yet to come. We are experiencing an exponential growth curve here that the rate of technology is changing. It's doubling every year, and we'll see in some vast changes in the next 10 years. We're going through a renaissance of discovery in science, in technology, in medicine, that is transforming our lives in really profound ways. And sure, it's a little tough during what I call this technology adolescence period, where it's not completely mature yet, and we have some awkward, pimply times. But as we go along with this, it's going to get smoother and easier to use and have major, major impacts.
Technology adolescence, the pimply phase. All right. So help me to understand how a tweet a day makes me a better person, or, you know, Twitter in general, social media in specific. How is that making our world a better place?
Well, social media is transforming things. That's one of the fastest growing technology trends, that and mobile technology, that I've seen in more than 20 years of watching this full time. The whole concept of brand is changing. Instead of top down, it's bottom up. The social media, including Twitter, is enabling people to respond, to interact, to comment on things, and make their voices known. The Arab Spring that happened was largely due to two factors. They had access to the internet using their mobile phones, and they'd use social media tools such as Facebook and Twitter to communicate. That's just one example, but it's going to transform how we buy things, how we research, how we connect with each other in very profound ways. Facebook alone expects to have 1 billion users, one in seven this planet, by the end of this next year.
Which is a phenomenal number. My guest is Corbin Ball. We're talking about technology. And Corbin, you've isolated what you call the top 10 technology trends transforming society. So let's go through as many as we can. What are they? Why are they important? And more importantly, what happens when somebody chooses not to participate? So let's start with Web 2.0. That's the first on your list. What is Web 2.0?
This is the transformation of the web. The web has been around since the 1990s, early 1990s, but in the last 3 or 4 years, web services has been called Web 2.0. Part of that is the social media component of it. The web has gotten increasingly easy to use. What used to take a team of programmers weeks and hundreds of thousands of dollars to develop new programs can almost be done by a gifted teenager in their bedroom over the weekend. It's gotten faster, much, much less expensive to produce applications, and we're seeing that. We're seeing mobile phone applications, hundreds of thousands of them. Many of them are absolutely free, and a whole range of other lower costs, driving the cost down, and at the same time, becoming easier and much more capable.
All right. Well, give us a couple of your top web apps or the apps that you use on a regular basis that are improving your life, if you will, Corbin.
A number of them are free. The whole Google Docs, the ability of Wiki, collaborative websites that you can plan groups of people can be on the same page electronically from all around the world and work on projects together. There are spreadsheets, there are word processing programs, absolutely free. And it's one that I use all the time. There are I have hundreds on my mobile phone for navigating, for finding what's out around me, position-based, location-aware technology that allows you to know what's happening and what you want, how to find it. I use Dropbox as a free tool that you can put your back up your files on the internet and access it anywhere. And the list goes on and on and on. There are thousands of them out there.
Well, it does sound extensive. My guest is Corbin Ball. So, Corbin, several others on your list intrigue me. You've talked about mobile technology a little bit here. I found one very interesting on your list, using technology to measure ROI, return on investment. How is that going to be an emerging trend, and in what ways are we seeing that today?
Especially you tie that in with mobile technology, and my focus has been in meetings and trade show and hospitality industry and dealing with business travelers. And problem with business travelers, and part of the issue, is that you're away from your desktop, you're away from your main computer here. And so that's been a challenge, because when you need to access your data, it's not as been as easy and to interact with as it's been in the past. Well, with mobile technology, with tablet PCs, you can now measure things on the fly or input things on the fly and use that to measure return on investments, at an event, to use the mobile phones to audience poll the event, people there to see what they're thinking, or exchange leads, or there's lots of things, exchange literature, network together, see what people are thinking at different times. So there's a lot of things along that line that can measure the return on investment in ways that before you just couldn't do it. It was advanced, or the black hole of data management is when you're there, because you didn't have the tools to do it. Now we have these very powerful pocket and portable computers that we're carrying around in forms of mobile phones and tablets. That's changing all that. We'll have constant access to whatever data we need to measure and to determine ROI.
It's an exciting and somewhat frightening prospect that we have. Corbin Ball is my guest. We're talking about the top 10 technology trends transforming society. And Corbin, on your list, one really tickled me a little bit, because it's a technology that has been around for now a decade and hasn't really taken off. So I want you to talk about how this is going to impact us in the future. The technology that I'm referring to is radio frequency identification, or RFID for short. And, everybody thought when Walmart adopted RFID that it was going to take off and the world was going to have all of these chips embedded in it. And we found out that because of the cost of the RFID chips, that isn't the case. So talk to me about why this is going to be an emerging trend and why it's now going to take off 10 years after Walmart first implemented it.
And actually, it's been around since the 80s. They were using RFIDs to tag cattle. And so it has been a technology that's been around. And you highlighted one of the key issues, the cost per chip, has been a little bit prohibitive. You want to make it, the idea for in the consumer space is make it so cheap that you put it on the can of beans and you go through the checkout counter and you not only get everything scanned, accurately scanned instantly, and just, you stop long enough to pick up the receipt, it's a much more efficient way of managing things. The problem is if you're paying 50 cents per chip, that doesn't work, or even 2 or 3 cents. Well, the price is going down on RFID chips, and so we're going to see that changing. One component of RFID that I see will really take off is near-field communication, NFC. There are several phones now that have Android phones that have this, and in Europe, NFC is used quite broadly. I was traveling in Estonia recently, and saw people taking their phones and tapping into parking meters and to getting onto the tram stations.
Estonia is more advanced than we are? Corbin, I want to stop you right there. That was interesting. You were in Estonia, and they're more advanced in this technology than we are here in the States?
They're one of the most wired countries in the world. 80% of their citizenry files their income tax online. And so, but it's a lot easier when you have a small country of 1 million people than when you have 350 million people in the U.S., or thereabouts. It's a lot harder and a much broader space to do it. But yes, South Korea is another one that's extremely advanced in terms of using technology. But the driver there is, the banks would like a very fast, quick, secure mode of payment. And so you're starting to see this. There are test cases in the U.S. It's rumored, and it's only a rumor right now, but the iPhone 5 coming out this fall may have NFC in it. And that's, I believe that happens. That will be the tipping point in the U.S. where you're going to see a very broad adoption for micropayments, for lead exchange, exchanging business card information or other files, for electronic ticketing, for point of service information. You want to know more about a product, you tap your phone to the little tag right by that, and you have the immediate link for more and more information to it. So I think that's going to, in my opinion, that is going to be the hot spot in terms of RFID, although they are being used in other areas. The price of the standard RFID chips has plummeted as well, and so you're going to see more of those, but it's going to be a while before you see that on your can of beans, I think.
My guest is Corbin Ball. We're talking about the top 10 technology trends that are going to transform society. And one of the things that you have on your list is standards, meaning that you've got to have standardization so that all of this can take place not only within the United States, but worldwide. So when I do visit Estonia like you did, I can use my RFID in Estonia as well. I find it interesting that standards is going to be a technology for the future, something that we're going to have to embrace, because the standards are very murky today, Corbin. If I say G4, and I'm talking about now the telephone service G4 as opposed to G3, G4 is just a marketing term. There's no standard behind that. In fact, it's a very fluid standard that has not fully been developed yet. So talk to me, what do you mean about these standards, and why are they going to be so important?
Well, standards are the way that we communicate, and there's been a driver there. I mean, for example, you talk about G3 and G4, and one example of G4 is WiMAX, which is an IEEE standard, and so there are standards that are working in. It still is murky, and still that's technology adolescence that I'm working with, but these are coming through. The major standard that's happened that I think has caused the greatest change is the advance of web technology. The web is the ultimate internet, the ultimate network, and if you have standards, which is the web services, which is what's called Web 2.0 when it originally came out, is the ability for websites to exchange rich data back and forth with each other in an easy to do manner. The simplest example is you can log on to many social media profiles using your Facebook login, but it's much more than just login information. You can exchange rich data back and forth, and it's through this web services standard that has happened, and that's changing changing everything. That's a driving force. That's, you know, the main part that's driving technology, I believe, is that that has become the standard by which technology is developed around.
Now, in that standard, Corbin, are you referring to HTML5 as being the standard, or are you talking
that's
about...
part of it, yes, absolutely. It's and HTML5 is the one that has been... it's optimized for mobile phones. You have caching capabilities so that you don't always have to be on using your mobile phone. Using HTML5, it has a much more app-like feel to it. It's optimized toward video. And so that is the standard, yes. And those will continue to go on with that. And then there are other standards about how the Internet works. Version 6 of the Internet standards is coming out to allow more, billions of IP addresses for just about everybody on the planet. We're running out of IP addresses right now with the current version, and so that standard is being developed as well. So it's really just a matter of working on these so that we can communicate using these common systems in a much more efficient way, and that is really driving a lot of what the change is happening. It's allowing us to, half the scientists that have ever lived are alive today, and thanks to the Internet, they're far more connected than they've ever been. And it's thanks to these standards that we can communicate globally, and not just text and, you know, but rich data as well.
My guest is the very knowledgeable Corbin Ball. We're talking about the top 10 technology trends that are transforming society. It's a fascinating subject. Corbin, if people like what they hear from you, they like the sound of your voice, they want to learn more, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, thanks for asking. I have a very extensive website, CorbinBall.com, CorbinBall.com. I have thousands of links and hundreds of free articles. I can also be contacted via the Twitter feed at Corbin Ball, one word, and you can follow me there as well.
CorbinBall.com. Corbin, it has been very enlightening. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy DeBrain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Absolutely my pleasure.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.